Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 4th of May. And as I've mentioned this month, we are going through scriptures from the book Healing Every Day. This is one of three books that I'm releasing this year. Yes, I'm crazy, and yes, I would appreciate your prayers about that, especially for stamina and joy. Launching books is actually a lot of hard work, and sometimes I joke that it's harder to launch a book than to write a book. It's easier for me to write one than to launch one. So if you're on that healing journey and you want to just have another resource, a 90-day devotional, like 3 months to get from the beginning of the Bible to the end with healing verses along the way, I would love for you to pick up a copy. It releases in 3 days. I'm super excited. So anyway, today's verse is from Haggai 2:9 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, and it says this: "The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know that this is the prophet Haggai, or the minor prophet Haggai, being prophetic and talking about what is to come, that the temple that was in Jerusalem at the time had glory because your presence was there. But there was going to come a day where the temple of God was going to dwell with man in the person of Jesus Christ, and that was going to be the greater glory. And you are the greater glory, Jesus. You have shown us what it's like to live on this earth, and you have walked in pathways that we have walked in as well. You understand the things that we face. You understand human nature. You understand what it's like to be harmed by someone, what it's like to be betrayed, what it's like to be forsaken or neglected. You've understood all of these things because of your beautiful incarnation, and you have shown what it's like to be dwelling with man. And we have that opportunity right now in this moment to have that kind of connected relationship with you. And the temple of God is no longer a structure, but we are that temple of God. We are the houses of glory. We have the Holy of Holies within us, and your Holy Spirit is that presence of God that goes with us everywhere we go. Lord, I have been around the world, and it has been so humbling to be able to do that. I give you all the glory for that. But when I meet another Christ follower on the other side of the world, there's this instant connection. It's like the Holy Spirit within each of us testifies to the other that we are yours. And I just think that's an amazing thing, Lord. Also, I love that Haggai calls you the Lord of hosts, which is a pretty common saying, but it's quite amazing, really. It means the Lord of all the angels. It means Lord of all of heaven's armies. You are the commander of them all. You are you have created those warriors to war on our behalf, to take care of us, to watch over us. And yet you are the Lord of them. You are greater than the angels. I've been reading Hebrews lately, and that's one of the things that the author of Hebrews hammers in, is that God is greater than the angels. And in a world where people kind of worship things like that, and not necessarily the good angels, but the bad angels, and there's all sorts of negative worship of dark forces, it just shows us so much that you are even greater than that. You are greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, I also say that you, in this place, you will give peace, and you declare this. And I'm sure that that's one of those beautiful places in the Old Testament that uses the word shalom, which is more than just peace from strife. It's actually a sense of well-being and wholeness. And so those of us on our healing journey, we need your shalom, and I ask for it today. Would you grant us wholeness and peace in our minds, in the circular way that we think, peace as we fear or fret, peace as we battle anxiety and depression. We pray for wholeness and health in all of those areas of our lives, and we declare that you are the one that can bring it, and we we trust you for that. Not to say that people shouldn't take medicine or anything like that, but just that you are our source of shalom. And we trust in you today to bring it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, as I've said before, you are a blessing to me. I'm grateful for you. I'm humbled that you would spend your time here. If you'd like to help with the podcast just in any way, from starting at $1 a month, so $12 a year, you can do so at patreon.com/prayeveryday. If you support at the $5 level, you will get a free painting every month. And these are paintings I actually end up selling on Etsy. So it is a value to you if you think my painting's okay, I guess. But yeah, and you'll also, if you go up to the $10 level, you'll get your name on a wall. And at the $20 level, you will get a free secret podcast every month. So thank you so much for listening. And I do pray that today is a day where you see the goodness of God in the land of the living.